This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode of the Last Week in AWS Podcast Edition is sponsored by our friends at Datadog, a SaaS monitoring and security platform for cloud scale infrastructure and applications. Datadog provides dashboarding, alerting, application performance monitoring, and log management in one tightly integrated platform so you can get end-to-end visibility quickly. Datadog's lightweight agent integrates seamlessly with AWS, so you can start monitoring EC2, RDS, ECS, and all the other AWS services that you may or may not be using in minutes. Look at key metrics, set alerts to identify anomalies, and collaborate with your team to troubleshoot and fix issues fast. Try Datadog today with a free 14-day trial and get a t-shirt in return for installing the agent. Visit www.datadoghq.com/AWS Morning Brief to get started. That's www.datadoghq.com/AWS Morning Brief. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Next week, I'll have something a little more interesting to talk to you folks about. More to come. Know what happened last week in AWS Security? I found a walkthrough that takes us on a whirlwind tour of AWS Secrets Manager and the principle of least privilege. I like both of these things, though at 40 cents per secret per month, it's really hard for me to view AWS Secrets Manager as anything other than a very expensive database. Last week was Microsoft Ignite, and Azure showed up with an Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes privilege escalation vulnerability that only requires that an attacker know the randomly generated DNS name for the Kubernetes cluster endpoint. Azure, it's not a cloud, it's performance art. Datadog has a report out on the state of AWS security. I'm sympathetic to what I initially perceived to be a couple of shortcomings in the report, but they clearly made the right choice. Customers would be super annoyed if suddenly their monitoring company started running a bunch of ad hoc queries to see if, for example, the accounts being monitored were part of an AWS organization. You've got to respect the fact that companies' data remains theirs, not yours. Datadog got this one right. AWS had an interesting blog post on simplifying serverless permissions with AWS SAM connectors. And this is awesome. It automatically creates minimum privilege IAM policies once you define a connector. As with so many things, security guardrails have to disappear into the background or people will work around them. Managing shards, maintenance windows, over-provisioning, ElastiCache bills. I know, it's a spooky season and you're already shaking. It's time for caching to be simpler. Memento serverless cache lets you forget the backend to focus on good code and great user experiences. With true auto-scaling and a pay-per-use pricing model, it makes caching easy. No matter your cloud provider, get going for free at gomemento.co/morning. That's gomemento.co/morning. And today's tool of the week is Trail Scraper. It gets signal from noise when it comes to CloudTrail logs. I'm continually disheartened by just how much work it is to distill useful information out of those things. It always seems to involve either something like this off of GitHub or else tens of thousands of dollars a year. That's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Make good choices.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a HumblePod production.
Stay humble.